Jerry Bader Show, 9:55. 7 years ago tomorrow, my dad passed away, and I point that out because one of the women at the hospice where he was, that was dealing with him, was a listener to the show, and she thanked me for being on the front line in the immigration debate. We were talking about legislation then that some considered amnesty. Now we're talking about an extra-constitutional illegal act by the president to grant it, and you don't have a fraction of the outrage, in my estimation, that you did back then. Josh in Appleton. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Your last caller started to allude to this. Back in 7 years ago, you saw on TV the mass protests with immigrants and groups like Arraza and the rest coming down literally in mass hordes down streets such as in L.A. The media has not made that mistake this time. You will not see that. So the reason why people are not up in arms this time is because when you see a mass of people coming down the street, you're afraid that's going to happen in your community. Now, the reason why that works is because it's like the civil rights of the 50s and 60s. As soon as we all saw fire hoses being turned on African-Americans, then all of a sudden woke everybody's eyes up saying, look, this is what is going on.
Josh, I don't think it's just me. Jason has kind of given me a face that we're having issues hearing your phone, but I appreciate the call, and I do think there is something to that point. Dave in Marshfield. Dave, go ahead.
Jerry, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to point out that what the president's proposed action would do, if I've heard correctly, would simply be making official a situation that has actually existed for a long time. These 11 million illegal workers are here. They're working in our communities. They've been here quite a while. Everyone knows they're there. And the only thing his actions would really do is issue them a piece of paper, making it impossible for them to be forced to leave. And nobody's planning on forcing them to leave anyway. I don't think this is any kind of a tipping point toward impeachment. What I think it does do is clarify a Republican message for November that if people don't like this, they can't sit at home. They've got to come out and start voting the right way. Let's remember how many Republicans sat at home in 2012 rather than voting for Mitt Romney, and this is what has resulted.
Dave, I want to get another call here before 10. So Jason, remind me to respond to that, okay, after the news. Derek in Denmark, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
At this point, I don't even care about impeachment anymore. I want this man put on trial for treason. He's not holding to the oath of his office.
Well,
he's not. What has he done lately that has upheld the Constitution of this country? That man took an oath of office to do that.
Yeah, but that's impeachable. You can get it. I mean, the treason is, that's an impeachable offense. If you're right about that, Derek, that's an impeachable offense. But see, people are so afraid to be painted extreme. That which was a hot button issue, immigration, they have shied away from it. I do want to address, though, that these actions are inconsequential. I'm going to address that after the news, and we're on to other things. 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.